Welcome to another edition of the broadcast! Not just another edition, the first of 2022! Woo-hoo! My name is Vicky Barcelona, and with me, as always, is Sarah.
Oh, hey!
Sarah, what's our contact info for people to contact us with?
Well, we have an Instagram. It's thebroadcast999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029, or you can email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
And welcome to 2022!
I know! Can you believe it?
Not really. It's still throwing me off.
I love the number two, so I'm into it.
Really?
Yeah, it's my like favorite number.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it would be like a bigger number for some reason.
No, it's two. And you want to know why? Actually, it's a really, really stupid reason. Is I used to love the Yankees, and I used to love Derek Jeter, and he wore the number two.
That makes sense.
So that's why it is.
I can't make fun of you because mine was always the number eight. Because okay. My first name, so we used to do this thing in middle school, I don't know if you did this, where you with like a pen or something, you would write like I heart, and then you'd write the guy's name if it was your boyfriend or girlfriend or whatever, but if you didn't really want people to know who you had a crush on, you would take the number of letters in their first name and then the number of letters in their last name and put the numbers together.
Oh, so, like add them up together?
Right. So for my first name and my last name, I'd be 88 because there was 8 and 8.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
So everyone's like, oh, you're born in 88 when they see my email address or something. I'm like, no, I'm 89. But I'm like, my birthday is 8/28/89. So 8's always been one of my favorite numbers.
Oh, that is so weird that you weren't born in 89. Or in you were born in 89, but not 88.
Right. But like, I recently found out that like the number 8 and 88 is associated with like white supremacy. So I'm trying to find a way to like change all my emails and stuff so people don't think I'm a white supremacist.
Oh, I didn't know that either. Kind of like the devil's like 666 or whatever.
Yeah, like it's something to do with Hitler or something. Like,
oh, yeah, that's not good.
No, so I'm like, well, that's ruined. That's great.
But everyone probably just thinks you were born in 88.
Yeah.
They probably don't even think the other thing, you know?
Exactly. That's my thinking or hope, at least. So, yeah, I just found that one out last year.
Awkward.
But moving on, though, how was your holidays?
Wow, that's a great question. Honestly, all in all, the holiday break itself was horrible.
What? Why?
Yeah, it was, a few days before Christmas, I went out and I totally sprained my ankle.
Oh my God. Woman.
Yes, which
it was due,
know,
actually, for a while. When was the last time you sprained an ankle?
Probably last year. So I don't think I can go a whole year without getting injured. So, you know, on December 23rd, might as well, you know, like a week before the new year, I have to get injured. Yeah, a few friends and I went out and my friend had pizza. I got really excited and I just stepped off the curb wrong. Mm. And I kind of thought like, you know, you kind of like tweak it, but you like, you think maybe it's like kind of in your mind too much.
Uh-huh.
And so you're like, my eyes started to swell up and I'm like, no, I really, really think I hurt myself. And my friend's like, no, there's no way. Like, and I was like, yeah, you're right. Like, it's fine. So we like kept going out and then I got home and it was pretty swollen. And I was like, okay, maybe it's just going to, and then I woke up the next day and it was still really swollen and it actually like hurt quite a bit. But I was like, maybe it's just going to be like one of those sprains that are just a few days. Cause I've had some that last weeks, but I've had some that like 3 days and it's fine.
It's more like a twisted ankle.
Exactly. It's more like, oh, it's kind of sore. I'm just going to chill on it for like a few days and then it's good. No, I'm currently still wearing an ankle brace. Mm. It's still pretty bruised. And now it's been almost 3 weeks. And
have
so,
you gone to the doctor at all?
I haven't. No, I messaged my doctor and I was like, this is what's going on, you know, but I think it's just a sprained ankle, you know, like I don't think I mean, my friends have asked, is anything broken? But I'm like, I think the swelling and the pain would be way more intense if something was broken. But really, like a sprained ankle, there's nothing you can do but let it heal. You just have to rest, ice, compression, elevation, which is what I've been doing. But it just takes time. So that happened. And then it was cool. I was a champ about it. I did Christmas Eve with my fiance's parents. And then Christmas Day was nice because my mom was in town. Joy was here. So we could all spend it together with me being a little gimp. But I didn't get super high this time.
Oh, gosh.
Like a few years ago when I sprained my ankle and got so high, I couldn't even handle Christmas. And my fiance was like, so you want to do what we did a few years ago and give you a bunch of drops that you think are CBD, but they're really THC. Mm-mm. And I was like, no, I'll just have a few more glasses of wine and I'll just sit in my chair. But
I know that we're getting some buddy of mine, Brett, does Be Jolly lotion, which is like a CBD lotion, like when you have pains, which I've shown you before, because like I get really bad. I know TMI, but we're all grown ups here. But I get really, really bad cramps to the point where it radiates in my back, my lower back. And it's just awful.
Is it does it happen during a certain time of month?
Yep.
Okay.
That's usually what I mean by cramps. Yeah. But I had you rub some on my back for it. And like it was almost instantaneously. I felt relief. Like this stuff is great.
Yeah, I'm super excited to try his stuff because I have CBD lotions and I've, you know, the oils and the this and the that. And usually they don't work at all for me. Like I don't feel it. So I'm really excited to try his stuff.
Especially like you have a very interesting like body physiology because pain medication doesn't really work on you.
It doesn't. And that's why a few years ago when I sprained my ankle and my boyfriend gave me like a bunch of drops, my boyfriend at the time, like he gave me so much because I had used it before, but nothing ever really worked. Like I could take so much of it and I would not really even feel it. And so he gave me a lot because I was in so much pain. And then I don't know why, but that one Christmas decided to work or maybe like triple, quadruple, whatever, how much more he gave me than you're supposed to have was like the thing that made me feel it, because oh boy did I feel it. And now like I'm a little like I haven't done the drop since because I'm nervous now. Like I'm nervous now, like maybe I'm really sensitive to it.
Well, like even when you've had, I think, surgeries before, like they would give you pain medication and that would do nothing.
It would do nothing. I would still be in so much pain and the nurses would be like, how can you feel this? I would literally be dead if I had this much morphine going in my body. And I'm like, I don't know, but I'm still in so much pain and I'm obviously very coherent.
Like, could you please put me in a like medically induced coma until the pain stops? Thanks.
Exactly. Yes. Or just knock me out, like something. I don't know.
Oh my God.
Hit me in the head super hard and just so I'm sleeping and can't feel it.
Girl, I'm sorry you had a not so great holiday break.
Yeah. Well, and then that happened and then I got really sick and then, you know, BJ got COVID. My mom got COVID. There's rumors thinking maybe I had COVID again. I don't know. So it was like, luckily, it was kind of the perfect storm and the fact that I had a sprained ankle. So I really couldn't do anything. Mm-hmm. And two, it was really, really snowy. And I can't drive in the snow and I couldn't really walk. So I was like, well, I'm just going to stay home anyway and do nothing. And I didn't really feel great anyway.
Right.
You know, but, so, you know, when it's break, you're kind of like, no, I want to do stuff. I want
to
like,
you have all the time in the world.
Yeah. And then I was like, well, I guess I'm just going to go to my couch to bed. So, yeah, I mean, all in all, we're all good now. We're all healthy, which is really all I can ask for.
For the exception of your ankle.
Oh, yes. The exception of that. That's a work in progress. Lord help me.
At least it's not snowy. Like, if you need to, you could go out. You have your brace.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And I can walk. It's very walkable. It's just like
uncomfortable.
Exactly. It's uncomfortable. It's just not ideal. And then, of course, like New Year's Eve, I feel like it's just always a disappointment. And that's the day that we found out BJ had it. So even if we felt good and felt like doing stuff, we were like, oh, no, we saw BJ yesterday because we lived with him. Okay, we can't go anywhere type of thing.
I mean, at least you're responsible about it.
Yeah, yeah. And New Year's is always just kind of a letdown, even if you do things type of, you know what I mean? Like, even when you go out, it's so expensive or it's so busy or like it's so cold or this, that, or the other. So
like trying to go see fireworks always just seems like a waste.
Yeah, yeah. So we just chilled on the couch and yeah. But anyway, that's my little sob story for the end of 2021. It was an S show.
At least it ended badly. Hopefully it's not starting too badly.
Yeah, at least it ended badly.
That's how I was saying. I'm like, we can just wrap it up, leave it in the past and just move forward and hopefully it gets better.
Hopefully, yeah. How was yours?
It was a good mix of being lazy, being productive, hanging with the family, hanging by myself. I did get sick too. Like, it was one of those, I'm like, okay. I just had COVID too. I'm like, I don't think this is COVID, but it really was not comfortable.
Yeah, you're like, but why does it feel so weird?
I'm like, I'm just...
You get in your head about it and you're like... Well, could it be? Is it a possibility? And you're
like, I still smell and taste everything. I just had a really, really bad sore throat and it was just very irritating because trying to eat or swallow anything. And then because my mouth was being stupid, my tongue really hurt because I kept getting little cuts and stuff.
That's the worst.
So some food would really irritate it. Like, okay, well, let me eat something like a banana. It doesn't have any salt. It's not going to irritate it. And that would irritate it. I'm like,
I was going to say fruit. That sounds like it would just sting in general.
But a banana is a safe fruit though. I get maybe oranges definitely stay away from. Apples hit or miss depending on the apple. But banana's safe. It was not. But some things would really mess it up. Other things would just be whatever.
Yeah.
It's finally the tongue thing's finally going away. I barely feel anything. Every now and then I'll get a little bump or whatever. But my sore throat's been gone for a while. It was just a pain in the ass. But I did have so those days I was able to stay home, and the days that I would spend my time sleeping and then I'd wake up and be able to work on a project or whatever. But once Christmas was over, I'm usually that person that loves to keep their Christmas decorations up through New Year's.
At least New Year's, yeah.
But this year I was just so done.
Really?
I think it was a day or two before New Year's that I slowly started taking everything down. I didn't take everything down. I kept my trees up because I have two little trees.
Why? Were you just did it make it feel cluttered and crowded?
It just because there's a few boxes. So, of course, because I'm me, after Christmas, I went to Michael's and I went to Ross and I would buy up all the Christmas decorations that were 75% off.
Oh, hell yeah.
So I got a bunch of stuff. And so I'm trying to I'm not going to put this stuff up this year because Christmas already passed. So I'm trying to put them in bins and store them in my garage, organize them. But there's some bins I can't fill up until I put stuff away and all that BS. So it was a lot of I can't do this until I do this, but it's not time to do this yet.
But you're like, I don't care. I need it to be organized.
Put it away. I'm putting it all away. So yeah. It's just, that's why I was kind of over it, because it was just a mess.
Yeah. Well, and the fact that having time off, and you're like, I have free time.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas is over. Okay, let's just get it done.
Right. And it's I want to make more of a mess, because whenever I do clean up everything, that's when I start making a mess again, because I'll start working on a new project. Like this week, my project, I didn't do a great job, and you can't see it because of my drink thing, but I made a snow globe water tumblers. So you can see the sparkles. I don't want to spill my water.
I'm like, Vicky's face right now. She is so proud of herself. Well, look, it's a snow globe, but you can drink out of it. That actually sounds pretty cool.
I can't. I don't want to, because I don't want to spill it all over the console here. But I do. I got the sparkles.
I can kind of see them.
But I learned what I did incorrectly, so I got to do it again. I may or may not have ordered more.
Goodness.
I'm going to practice now that
I
know.
And I assume you're going to give these to people, because how many sparkly snow globe tumblers does one need?
To be fair, I do love drinking out of tumblers. I read this thing that, this is a side note, that millennials love eating their food out of bowls. So I love eating everything out of a bowl, drinking everything out of a mug or a tumbler. And those are my comforts, when it comes to
eating.
Interesting.
I'm trying to think if I have any.
I drank a mimosa the other day out of a coffee mug. So I'm like, why am I going to get a glass?
See, that's weird, because I would want to think, I would think me putting everything in a wine, mm-hmm. a wine glass, would make me feel
fancy.
Better. Yeah. Or in fancy, I really shouldn't drink today. Okay, well, let me just have my sparkling water out of wine glass. So I feel maybe it'll trick my brain.
Well, I do have the insulated metal tumblers that look like the top of a wine glass without the stem. I feel like,
yeah, I like keep them cold.
That, and I like that it has a lid, because I'm clumsy as hell. So whenever I knock it over, I might spill a few drops instead of the whole thing. So I think I just...
That's why you like the tumblers. Let's get real.
They're adult sippy cups.
They really are, actually.
And I'm here for it. So, but there's a few it's pretty awesome. So my best friend came over and I was showing her some of the projects I've done, one of them being a big picture frame where you can put multiple pictures in there. And I had painted it like a dark blue and I put some gold leaf on it. And I was showing her, I'm like, yeah, I don't really know if this matches my decor. I don't know where I would put it. I don't have anywhere it would fit. So I don't know what I'm going to do with it yet. She's like, really? Like, I'll buy it from you. Because she's been pestering me to do my random shop. Like, because I'll go into these obsessive, like, creative zones where all I want to do is make floral crowns, or all I want to do is, you know, like now, make, you know, snow globe tumblers. And she's like, open up an Etsy store. I was like, well, who's going to want to buy, like, go to, like, start buying stuff from an Etsy store that has very just random things? Like, I don't have.
That could be, like, a thing, though. It's a one of a kind.
Right. Like, my shop, there was a store in Snohomish that used to be around, like, 10, 15 years ago, and it was called Shop Random. But S-H-O-P-P-E-E or something like that. Like a ye old Shop Random.
And it was just like random things?
Yeah, and it was like stuff you would get like at Archie McPhee's or some stuff, okay, like from Spencer's. Quirky stuff. Like quirky stuff, yeah. So when she saw that, she's like, I want to buy this from you. I was like,
that's so awkward for you.
I know. I'm like, girl, you're my best friend. I will give this to you. She's like, how much? And she's like, $40. I'm like, I was going to say 20.
She's like, F you, here's
40. She's like, how much did this cost? And blah, blah, blah. And I told her, I'm like, I'll sell it to you. Let me just seal it first because I hadn't done that. So it's currently sitting in my garage. But that is one of the things that I'm going to start working on.
An Etsy page? Is that what it's called?
Etsy, yeah. If you're not familiar with Etsy, it's kind of like an eBay or an Amazon, but you can create your own store. And it's usually like handmade things.
Okay, so it's not like things that you want to resell or something.
I mean, there's some people that do that, like when it comes to like vintage shirts or whatever.
Okay. But it's not a place to like just like upload like your old shoes and have someone buy them. No. Okay, it's like actually like handmade stuff.
Yeah, preferably. I think I've seen people do like, here are my vintage 80s, you know, Doc Martens, and they'll sell them that way. I don't know how legit that can be, but anywho, a lot of people do mugs. I've seen people make custom dresses or outfits or jewelry.
Is it usually like it's just like a one-of-a-kind thing, or like does someone make multiple of something?
It depends on the artist, really, what they want to sell.
So it could be either, though.
Yeah, and a lot of people offer like custom work. Like I've gotten some cool stuff off of Etsy. For those who aren't familiar with Etsy, like I got like a custom stamp where it has my name and address. So when I do like mail out stuff, like I just stamp it instead of having to write my address.
Ooh, I want one of those. Those are so cool. If you have those, or like the stickers that are already like made with your like name and address and stuff, I'm immediately like, dude, you're an adult.
Right.
Like, I still steal my dad's, like, when I send cards out. If I don't want to, like, write my own, you know, because you can just write it. But, like, if I don't want to do that, I just steal one of BJ's stickers. Well, like, I should really, like, become an adult and get my own here.
Well, they're not super expensive, and they have different versions, too. Like, ones that have, like, the ink in them. I already had a couple ink pads, so I didn't get that version. But when I had bought my house, the agency I went through to get my loan, they sent me as a thank you, like, a stamp with my name in it and everything, like with my address for like mailing stuff. But the font they used was very like, looked like a very kid cartoony one.
Oh, I'm you're like real legit. You're I'm like, I need don't, a different font here.
I'm like, I want to look fancy.
Yeah.
So I got the fancy ones, and I spent like $15-$20 on it.
Wow, that's not bad at all.
No.
And you just need to get more ink.
Yeah, and I already have a bunch of them, and they're not, like, you can buy an ink pad usually at the dollar store or something, but you can get some with the pre-ink where it's in it, and it just, you just slap it down, it already has ink, it's pretty cool.
Wow.
I have to get you some, Sarah.
Life. Well, I know, my two friends, they just got married, and then they were, like, sending off, I don't know, a Christmas card or something, you know, and, like, now theirs is, like, both their names, like, and the last name, and then it, like, somehow makes, like, a heart, and I was love this. Like, I didn't know you could get like a little creative with it, because I just assume like it's just names, address, you know what I'm saying? Like, obviously you probably can't do like a bunch of stuff because it's the mail and they got to be able to read it. But I was like, oh, this is so cute.
Like, you can do all kinds. Like, they'll like, I'll have to do like a separate thing where like Etsy, like I'm trying to.
Oh, yeah.
So you can pick what font, what style.
Wow, some of them I really don't like.
Right, but like it's like it's got a little bit of everything for everyone, yeah, you know?
You can personalize it.
Yeah, and there's some that are like, you know, like this one has mountains on it. Some have like the fancy like script, and some have like the little filigree, little leaves and stuff like that. Really just depends on what kind of
What your style.
They even have ones that are like stamps that are like circular ones where you can put it on like the back of an envelope.
Oh, yeah.
And like, wow. Yeah, like this, it starts off at like $15. Like it's, Etsy has a little bit of everything and all these people can do custom things. So my best friend's trying to get me to open up some sort of shop or something to start selling these things. I love making them, but then I end up not doing anything with them because I don't need them. I just enjoyed making them.
How does that feel? Like, does that feel fun for you or does that feel like stressful?
I think the idea of it just literally being a random thing, like...
And then it's easy to take a picture and upload it, or do you have to describe it?
I mean, the thing that's the most stressful to me is the pricing. Not because I'm not willing to accept, you know, how much money or whatever, because I wouldn't be necessarily doing this, at least not to start, to make like, to be my living, to make a living off of it, you know, it'd just be for fun. So I wouldn't feel bad pricing it up higher because of how much time it took me and how much energy and how much supplies were. For me, it's just the math. Like, okay, how much did the supplies cost? How much time did I actually put into this? Do I remember how much time I put into this? So I can get paid accordingly, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't want to end up losing money out of something, you know? Like, what's the point?
But either way, you'd make it anyway.
Right.
So really, you wouldn't be losing money because it's either just going to sit in your garage or...
But at that point, I could either give it away to somebody and I would rather give it away than lose like extra money on it. Like, for example, let's say after time and energy, something I could sell something for $50. But then after I ship it and everything, it like actually costs me an additional $10. Even after time and everything. You know what I mean? Okay. I don't want to lose additional money with everything. Yeah. That sort of thing.
Oh, okay. I mean, I guess you could always say like you have to pay for shipping.
Yeah, that too. So it's just the math portion that's getting me a little bit nervous because I hate math. But I like the idea of not having to do like, I have to do jewelry or I have to do this. Like it's literally the idea of the shop would be whatever random thing I want to do that week or month.
So what if like you had something up, let's say like you made a frame or something, mm-hmm. right? And then someone saw it, but then didn't buy it. And then the next week, it was gone because somebody else bought it and then like messaged you and was like, hey, I saw a frame. Like, I know it's gone, but now can you make me one of those? Like, would that be more fun for you? Like fun for you? Or would that be like, oh, crap, this is work. Like, I'm done. I'm not in my frame world right now. I'm on to moving masks.
I think like, it'd be a little nerve-wracking, a little like, because then I'd be paranoid, like they really like this other one, now do I make one exactly like it or try to make something like it? Or I'm thinking like the comic book frames I make, or can I do a little different? And I think I'd overthink it a lot, so that's why I'm overthinking this, like, is this something I really want to get into or not?
Because you love it, doing it so much, and then you love gifting it to people, like making it kind of like a quote-unquote job, it might
not be so
not
fun.
Not make it as fun.
So that's why I'm rolling the idea around. Maybe I'm like, if I make enough items to just
have a page.
Yeah, just to have some like backup, not backups, but like have a decent amount of stock. Then maybe I'll consider it. I know that they charge a lot of fees and stuff, so I'd have to really do some research.
Oh, signing up.
Yeah, like if you're doing a store and stuff. But, you know, that's just a thing for the new year.
Your first customer.
Which is honestly, like, it's kind of on my bucket list of this year. Remember how I said for, like, my resolutions, I kind of want to do a new thing or make these goals for the year, like, at least once a month?
Yeah.
And one of them is to sell something of mine that I've created to somebody, preferably not a friend. But
yeah,
to sell items. I mean,
like once a month or like just at once or one time and then you did it pretty much.
I think like having like that starting like the feeling like of, hey, I am able to sell these things. This isn't just junk, you know, like,
yeah,
I get in my head about it like, oh, who would want to buy this?
No, you're like, dude, I created this and it's freaking awesome.
And people want it like in their house. They want to display it. They want to do stuff with it. So,
yeah,
it's a cool thing. I'm kind of getting there.
Good. Wait. And speaking of this friend and your resolutions or whatever, I remember you said you guys were going to go to trivia.
We couldn't because of the snow.
Oh.
The day we had planned to go is when we got snowed
in. That
was
that Monday,
right? Mm-hmm. That whole week, like, we couldn't really...
Were you going to go this Monday?
I am actually going to be going with a dude.
What? Plot twist!
I've been talking to this dude, but he has COVID right now.
Oh, Lord help us all.
Right. But I'm actually texting him right now.
Oh, okay. Wait, were you going to tell us?
Well, like I kind of started talking to him during the break and stuff.
Is this Tinder, Bumble?
Instagram.
Nice, dude. Let's freaking old school with the IG. I love it.
Yeah, like I think he started following me, or I saw that we follow the same people or something, and then I started following him because I thought he was cute.
Who slid into the DMs first?
I don't remember.
Was it like on a story maybe?
Maybe. Or... I have to really go back to check and see if I could scroll.
Girl, if
back.
This was over break, it was only like a few weeks ago.
We've talked that much.
Damn. Okay, and so do you guys have mutual followers?
Yeah, we have. We know a lot of the same people.
Okay, but you've never met this person before?
No, not that I know of. And he apparently lives, like, down the road from me.
Not that I know of. You're going to, like, actually see him in person and be like, oh, we know each other. Damn.
Yeah, he messaged me first.
What was his line?
Because I think it was when I posted the picture of me and my wig, the pink wig I did.
Okay.
On Instagram.
Yeah.
He's like, your hair looks beautiful in the pic you posted. What are you thinking of doing with it next? Because I said, hey, should I dye my hair pink?
Oh, that's a good, like, that was pretty smooth. Yeah.
But we have a lot of things in common. He also owns a house. He lives like maybe a couple of minutes away from me. We found
out. That's crazy.
Right? Because he's like, I'm like, oh, you're in the same area. And he's like, yeah, I live by here. I'm like, what?
I live by there.
Like, you're basically my neighbor.
Well, that's very convenient.
Like, not walking distance close, but still pretty close.
No, like a little short drive.
Yeah. But yeah, he owns his own house. He does a lot of cool stuff, like nonprofit stuff.
Wow, so he's like a nice person.
And he's got tattoos.
So he's your type.
Yeah.
You find him attractive.
I do love the fact that, like, he also has, like, I hate saying this, like, a good job, but, like, there's some people out there who, you can be a bartender and have a good job. There's just people who work hard at their job and are consistent at it. There's people that could work at a quote-unquote good job, like a law firm, but they don't really have any ambition or don't do anything. They're just very stagnant, and I don't like that. But yeah, we've started talking like literally the first day of break.
So is it all through Instagram? Do you guys have each other's numbers?
So we were doing it through Instagram up until a couple of days ago. It's like, yeah, let's do texting instead, because I don't get my notifications on Instagram unless it's on my tablet.
Okay.
Because I get way too many notifications sometimes.
Yeah.
We just started.
Popular.
I know. But we were going to go and hang out last week, but he was put on, like, watch while he got tested, because his family members he spent Christmas with, some of them came down with COVID. And then since then, he has since gotten symptoms.
Positive.
And yeah, he's positive. Like, he's like, yeah, I still got a fever. I don't feel great. So
we still want to see out of quarantine.
It's kind of hard to tell because he still has symptoms.
I usually 10 days after you test positive.
Right. But I'm like, I'm not going to hang out with somebody who still has a fever.
Has he tested positive, though?
I think so. I didn't ask when he got his results. No, I've just been asking, how are you feeling? He's like, I don't really feel good. I haven't really eaten. Got
the
body
aches.
So
you guys don't have like a day to hang out?
No. Like maybe this weekend, but we'll see how he's feeling.
If he feels better.
Yeah.
And what are you guys going to do?
Well, I'm like, he's like, hey, do you want to hang out? I'm like, yeah. How do you feel about trivia? Let's go to trivia.
Yeah. Like, okay. So you guys were going to do that.
Mm-hmm. He wasn't super comfortable. He's like, I'm really bad at trivia. I'm like, I'm good. We got this.
Oh, he doesn't want to look like a dumbass in front of you.
That's okay. I'm a dumbass.
Well, yeah. But if you're like, I got trivia, I'm good at it. Then like, okay.
That doesn't mean I'm good at all trivia. I just get excited.
Confidence in it. Yeah.
No, but yeah, we're set to hang out at some point this week if he's feeling better.
Well, the fact that you guys live so close, you guys could easily, like, it doesn't necessarily have to be a weekend anyway.
No.
Which is nice for you, because I remember you used to date dudes, like, that lived over an hour away, and that's, like, only weekend. But this is, like, let's grab happy hour.
Right.
Right down the street, you know?
Especially if you're working from home this day or whatever.
Well, this is exciting.
Yeah. So, see, I was going to go to trivia. I have legit excuses.
The snow is an excuse. I'll give you that. Your poor best friend now is being replaced already with the trivia night.
Well, fine.
She'll understand.
Yeah. And we were originally going to go to trivia in Snohomish, but again, snow kind of prevented that. So I think if we did trivia, it'd be somewhere in the Marysville, Arlington area. Maybe even Everett.
Neighborhood.
Although I really do want to go to bingo. So if he's not really feeling trivia, I might suggest bingo instead.
Bingo's definitely a little more, I feel, if he's not a trivia expert and is already feeling self-conscious about it. Bingo, you have to have no skill. So that might be a little, like, safer of a first date. Yeah.
And I think they do, like, there's a bingo hall, like, not too far from my house. So,
dude, that'd be so fun.
Right. So it's either going to be trivia or bingo, I'm going to suggest. So, yes, I'm already starting to do things. And I started writing down my list. of different things that I would like to try to do this year.
I so hope this happens this weekend so you can tell us all about it next week. Okay, yes. Right. Wait, what are your things?
Okay, what's on it? So I, funny enough, I got inspired by my friend's 13-year-old daughter.
Okay, so you can find inspiration in anyone or anything.
So many years ago, I bought myself a tarot card deck. You know what those are, right?
Oh, yeah. My mom is so into that.
And I bought them because, like, for me, growing up Catholic, it was always taboo. You don't touch those. Those are the devils. And yeah. I just think they're so fascinating. And I've always wanted to learn. And I bought cards years ago and I never learned. And then when during New Year's, we went over to my friend's house and it was literally just us and our PJs. So it was my best friend, her husband, her baby son. And then my friend, my other friend with her two kids and her daughters, 13, her son's like six. So we all
that
just
sounds like not fun. Never mind.
No, the kids. I mean, the kids kind of
like,
weren't.
Oh
super,
my god!
The kids weren't super excited about it. But the rest of us were getting really drunk on a 3-liter bottle of Prosecco I bought at Costco.
Dude, I saw those the other day.
Yeah, we bought one. We pretty much killed it.
Oh my god! I was like, where was this for my engagement party in the mimosa bar? Like, this is such a big bottle. But I was like, I have no legit excuse to buy it.
It was like $30 too. It was not bad.
No, I still have like some of the really big cook ones they sell, but I was like, I don't have an excuse to buy this on like a random like Wednesday or
just
whenever.
Just buy
I want
it, just save like, it, I guess.
Have you seen my downstairs?
I know.
That's what my entire downstairs is filled with bottles that I'm quote unquote saving, but it's really hoarding. Okay.
Fair enough.
Anyways, continue.
But her daughter has been learning how to do tarot card reading. I'm like, you know what? That's a good idea. I'm putting that on my list because I own tarot cards and I don't know how to use them.
Weird.
Right? They're just
been
in a drawer.
Are you going to take like a course? Are you just going to like look it up online? I think I'm just know, gonna, like, there are like courses and stuff.
I'm sure there are. I think I'm going to just do online for now.
Read about what card card means.
Right. And I think my friend gave me a book about just different stuff like that. So it might be in there too. So I think that'd be fun.
Well, you can practice on me all the time.
Okay.
Read me.
But that is on my list of things I would like to learn, like at least one, like at one point this year, because it's one of these, like one a month at least, right? Another one is I've been doing a lot of painting, like I did a lot of watercolor stuff, practicing and painting over the holidays.
Oh.
And I've known this for a while. I thought I could do better. I am really bad at painting trees. Like real bad. They never come out the way I want them to. Like I picture it in my head. So I want to learn how to draw a tree correctly or paint a tree. Whether it's through actual paint or through watercolor, I want to learn how to make a tree. I know it's really dumb, but
you could do like a paint and sip and just make sure like the main thing is like all trees.
And I have everything I need to do this. Like I just need to sit down and practice and practice and practice. So that is my goal. One of my goals. I want to learn once it's now it's easier because my brother just picked up a giant present we had at my house for my dad for Christmas. We got my dad an elliptical. And that was taking up space in my...
That is a huge thing.
Like physically, yeah.
Yeah.
So we just got rid of it yesterday and took it to their house. But I would like to learn a pole routine by the end of this year.
Are you going to put your pole up?
Yep.
Woo! About freaking time!
Especially now that Christmas... That was also part of the reason I wanted all my Christmas crap gone.
You should get that bitch up before the summer.
Right? I was going to put it up during like the holidays, but that garage was, you know, 10 degrees.
That's why I'm like the summertime will be perfect.
Right. But yeah, I want to learn a whole like routine, like maybe go upside down, all that fun stuff.
Girl, it's so much harder than it looks.
Oh no, I know. That's why I'm like, I have a year.
Yeah. Well, I'm coming over because I haven't swung on a pole in a hot minute.
Fair enough. Anytime you want, girl. I do have the sell my art to someone bonus points if they're not a friend.
Woo! You kind of half did that.
Yes, I half did it. Join a soccer team.
You're going to do it. You've been telling me this has been your resolution for like 5 years.
I just hit up the Ted Smith. I'm like, are you still playing soccer in the same place? And he's like, yep, it's at this place. It costs $100 and you get a jersey. I'm like, cool. Going to go find
a jersey.
So I'm going to go find out the information. He says it starts in March. So I have a few months.
This is indoor, right?
Indoor.
Mm-hmm. And it's okay. Do you know any specifics about it? I'm so curious. Oh my God. Do you have games? Can I come? Can I be a cheerleader? I want to make a sign.
Yes. Well, don't make a sign, but you can be cheerleader.
Is it girls? Is it
it's adults.
Co-ed?
It's co-ed.
Okay. So it's whatever.
Yeah.
So you could be on the Ted Smith team.
That's my goal, is to be on his team.
Do you have to like try out?
I think it's just like an adult league. And he's like, yeah, no, like it's all like men that are older, you know, it's all ages. So,
okay.
People aren't going because they're like,
you don't necessarily
best.
Have to have any skill.
not any scale or just be in any shape, really.
Oh my God, I love this.
So he's like, yeah, we start back up in March. It's through this club. It's their pub league. It's $100 and you get a jersey. I'm like, sweet.
Wow. I wonder how often you like practice and games and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
I need details.
Yes. So that is one of the things I'm going to look up when I get home from the podcast. This is going to be a challenge. I think, I don't know when. It might be my February challenge, but I want to spend at least 1 week challenging myself to where I dress up to come to work.
Oh, I remember we were going to try this right? A few years ago.
No, I know. But like the idea would be I do my hair and my makeup and not wear like just leggings and Uggs and hoodies, you know, like I actually like if
like kind of what the sales people wear,
not quite like professional wear, but like dress up to wear. I haven't worn makeup to work in forever. Like I want to like,
yeah.
And dressing up sounds like it's probably not the best term, but I want to look cute. Even when I go out with my friends, like if we're just going out to go get like food, I don't dress up. I don't even put makeup on anymore, even though I like to wear makeup. It just seems like so much hassle.
What's your definition of dressing cute? Like what would your outfit be then?
Yeah, see, that's what I need to work on because I have no idea. I've been dressing like this for so long. I don't know.
Interesting.
The other one is...
Are you going to tell the people like on the show or are you just going to like show up one Monday and just be like...
I will tell them if they ask.
Oh, they're going to... Well, they're dudes.
That's why I want to see how many days too.
They might be like, why... You look different.
I might wait.
Are you doing something? Are you going on a date after this? I think Danny will notice.
Danny will notice right away.
Girl.
Everyone else may not. But I might wait till summer so I can maybe wear some dresses.
Dude, it's still so cold in the building.
Yeah.
But it'll be cold no matter what.
It'll be better than now.
You're going to do it? I thought you said you were going to do it next month.
I was thinking about next month because I'm like, well, if I want to extend it to like a month's time, it's the shortest month. But
well, it's just like 1 week in the month, yeah, right?
Like I was getting a little ahead of myself. I'm like, it could be 1 week, but if I can do it for a week, I'm going to do it for a month. And that's why I thought February. That's a lot of commitment.
That's a lot of commitment. And let's just remember, you're going to have to wake up early every day. Mm-hmm. Are you really going to want to do that for
not
a
really. So I got to figure out when, what outfits, because I have a couple really cute outfits that I've never gotten to wear and that I could wear to work if I was that person. I got to be that girl. I got to learn to be that girl. And my other one is I want to go to a hot spring.
Oh, like a natural hot springs? Oh,
I've never been.
I went to one, God, it was almost a year ago. It was last January. It's like, I don't think there are that many in Washington.
No, so, there are a few, but there's not many. I don't think. And they're kind of like, you have to book ahead and all that stuff.
Oh, girl, you have to book ahead. They get filled up. Like, you have to call immediately at the specific time within like 5 minutes or that's going to be booked for like the whole month. And then like sometimes it's a crazy drive. And then ours was like a two hour hike in. But it's really cool.
Right. So I might do something for like the fall wintery time. Cause I've always wanted to like be in a hot tub or like a hot spring when it's cold outside and then you're in the warm water.
You literally could do that right now.
I could do that right now, but I have other stuff I'm worried about. Like I got a wedding next month. I got a lot of stuff on my plate as of
I'm
now.
Dressing up for a week. Okay. I have things to do.
I got a life, Sarah. Give me some break. I can't do these all within the next 2 months.
That's true. That's too much.
No. So
you've got 12 months.
So far, I've gone like half of one done.
Woo! Hey, it's not even 2 weeks in to 2022. So right? You're like ahead of the game.
So if you guys have any suggestions, like, I mean, I needed 12. I still haven't actually hit 12.
Okay, so you did the art one. Kind of. Are you counting that? Well, the art one and then maybe trivia going out in your town.
Mm-hmm.
And then February, maybe the dressing up one. Mm-hmm. March, the soccer.
Yep.
That's such a good one.
I'm excited. I got to go home and look that up and put the money down now.
Wow. Dude, you and the Ted Smith can do like drills and stuff together.
Oh, man, I do miss it. It's crazy.
That's like, going to be so cool. And then like your brother and your dad, like you guys could all like scrimmage. Scrimmage, is that what they call it?
Yeah.
Scrimmage? Yeah. Together?
You know words.
I know things. I played some soccer back in the day for a hot sec.
All right. We have two options as of now. We can wrap it up and give you another episode or we can keep going.
Ooh, let's do another episode.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for joining us and we'll talk to you guys next time.
Bye.